Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Ashburn moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. Post moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Long moves to third. Walls moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Drabowski reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Drabowski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Drabowski scores. One out. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dark moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to home to get Dark. Banks moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sawatzky for a passed ball. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Walls reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ray Semprock now pitching. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Drabowski strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Sparky Anderson. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatsky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp pinch runs for Carl Sawatsky. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Ray Semprock. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Valmy Thomas now catching. Harry Hannebrink now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hanny Brink settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bauschi. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield bunts towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Al Dark. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Porterfield moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hanny Brink scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Harry Hanny Brink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanny Brink is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hanny Brink hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Hanny Brink moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hanny Brink scores. Bauschi scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.